I just now think I we are in tune.
I don't see it starting yet. Hang on.
Hello. What do you see, ugly person? You see a desk tube or you see maids? Oh, thanks. Okay, Cheryl. It's working with Mikey, but thank you for your technical assistance. And you're an ugly whore. Oh, she's amazing. Don't watch the stream while we're talking. Because you're not supposed to watch a goddamn shit. Well, listen. Thanks, honey, squish. Yeah, come back if you want. That would be a surprise. Yeah, come back. Come back when you're ready. I've got porn I can show if this goes sour. It's skirt girdle. It already is. Or Jinered. The old Jiner. The old Mickey Mouse Jiner. This is ridiculous. So I'm recording totally differently. Yeah, totally doing this totally differently than I normally would. In the spirit of not knowing what the fuck I'm doing, I always like to try things at the wrong time. That makes sense. Well, it worked if you were trying to be an idiot, I suppose, but So listen, the thing is, listen to what Cheryl was doing. Cheryl is famous now, and I want to expose the world for what she really does, which is this. You hear that? Oh, Mother Christ. Oh, the thing isn't capturing this that thing. Can you talk? Oh, Mother Christ hole. That's why. Oh, now. What about now? Yeah, there you are. Now, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Here, this.
Nigger.
You hear that? That's
Cheryl, do you hear me? She's typing
nigger.
something. Is that
She's
going to both you and I?
Cheryl's talking. Cheryl, say something.
Nigger.
Not that. Cheryl, stop it.
Cheryl's not talking. I don't hear Cheryl talking.
You don't hear her?
Nigger.
Nope.
Well, the audience does. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Hello?
Hello?
You hear me, I hear you. That's the important thing.
Yeah, is Cheryl on the call?
No, I was just playing a recording of her saying the N-word over and over again.
She told me to, or is she telling you to STFU about the stupid DBC crap?
What?
Cheryl, I don't know what she's trying to say.
Listen, the thing of it is, I've got a big jar of Metamucil here, and I want to eat it all.
Does it taste good?
I haven't tasted it, but it smells good. I keep smelling it.
You te did you text that to Shishaldin last night when I was hanging out with her?
Text what?
Something about wanting to eat all the
Did I?
Metamucil. I don't know, because it seems like something she said to me last night.
I heard there's a controversy. Well, there's a couple controversies. First of all, she told me to ask you about somebody with AIDS that was sneezing.
Oh.
What's that about?
I can't talk about this stuff out loud. This is a family show.
Well, it's radio. There's really no other way to speak.
There was I don't want to. There was just a guy who did not look well, and he was also blowing his nose. That's the short version.
What's the long version?
It was gross. He was blowing his nose, and he and we were saying like n shitty things that like are only to be shared
I know
shitty people.
Griselda would never say bad things like that.
She would never, nor would I.
So the experiment that I'm doing, which is a failure, total failure, and I may, after we've talked a bit, take a break to switch it back to the Earl way. But there's this thing. Do you ever? You don't ever use uterus stream or Wirecast, do you?
I think I. No. It's been a long time. It's been a long time if I did.
Okay. So normally I have this whole contraption where I, you know, got this and then that all hooked up with 80 million wires going through an interface, three different audio interfaces, just so I can make everybody talk to each other and still be able to use, you know, the audio from the computer. And it's all basically manually patched in. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. They always yell at us for being boring when we talk, but there's only three people listening anyway. And they only give me feedback when it's bad anyway. So at least this way I'll get fucking feedback. Anyway.
Yeah, let's do it.
So the thing is, so Ustream Producer has this feature called Telestream Audio. And what it does is it jacks all the audio from the computer, the system audio, and jacks it and puts it straight out to the feed, right? That's what I'm mm-hmm. doing now. So you can't hear this, right? This noise I'm making. So what I didn't realize till now is that the audience can hear what I'm hijacking, but since you're on Skype, you can't hear what I'm hijacking. You can hear me, but you can't hear the sound effects, which is why it won't do. The other reason is I couldn't get the interface to work, so I'm using the built-in mic, which is a piece of shit. So anyway, we'll live. I'm still recording it anyway. But anyway, I wanted to explain why it's horrible. So that won't work. I thought it would work because, I mean, it would be kind of perfect, except for the fact that you can't hear. Maybe would this work? Let me try this. This is probably going to be a terrible echo. Yeah, that's an echo. Never mind. Anyway, who keeps fucking messaging me? Or is that you?
It's not me.
Oh, it's Cheryl saying mean things.
What is she saying?
Don't hear you on Grumhole. And shut the fuck up about the stupid DBC crap.
What? Oh, that's what I was asking. What does she mean, DBC? Douchebag camp?
I wasn't talking about it. No, we're not going to talk about that. Okay. It has to do with her video. You know, she's a star now. She got like 300,000 hits in one day, 24 hours.
Why does that keep happening just in one day and then it doesn't happen for a long time?
No. See, let me, this is not actually, this was how it was explained to me because, you know, I met this guy, one of the many people I went to discuss employment with who, of course, didn't decide to hire me because I actually told him, I said, I really don't want to work for you.
And then he didn't hire you.
Well, this is the guy he kept. I met with him and he was like, I don't know if you can see. I don't know what the delay is. Well, you can't see it anyway because you don't have the video. But he was holding this giant. I met him at a coffee shop. He was holding this giant, like, venti-sized cup with a mm-hmm. sleeve. You know, one of those things to keep your hand from getting cold.
Right.
And he kept, like, moving it up and down in a nervous way. But it looked like he was jacking off the cup. And it was so distracting. I was just like, you know what? I didn't know what to say, but I was really interested. I'm like, because this company is an expert in basically what they do is they find things that are going viral and they sort of copy it just at the right time so that they are able to, like, for example, remember that Hillary Clinton meme with her on the airplane?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So for example, and this isn't something that they did as far as I know, but what they would do is they would look in 4chan and Reddit, and they would see, okay, this thing is starting to spike a little bit. It looks like it's going to go viral. So then that's when they would create the website and ride the big viral. And what he explained to me is that what happened with Cheryl is actually predictable because we had like, I think a week or two, she had a big thing where she got like 40 or 50,000 hits like in one day. And then it stopped for like a week. And that's the first hump. And then what he explained, and I don't know how, but, you know, at this point, it either flattens forever or it goes back up into a huge viral. And that's what's happened now is the second spike, the huge viral. And I think it has to do with the fact that when it starts getting popular again, then everybody who shared it before wants to share it again. And then that makes it even more viral. Plus people have heard of it now. So it's very interesting. Not really.
Well, it is sort of interesting.
Okay.
It's a really good video.
What is?
The Walls Fall Out.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's really great.
I mean, and that's, I'm glad because it's actually a good video that's going viral. I mean, not just because it's Cheryl, but because it actually has a very, very high production quality. It took them weeks to do that thing. You know, and it's not just some fucking, you know, tan lady that beat up her kid and put her in a tanning booth. You know what I mean? It's more, it's deserved.
Yeah.
It's deserved. where's your, go- it's, yeah, go ahead.
It's funny that like it goes viral or that it has, cause there's so many like sort of, maybe not inside jokes, but like Cheryl specific humor.
Well, that's what's very interesting. And that's why it's interesting to follow the Reddit thread, because there it's all these people trying to figure out what this means. But see, the best thing she did is that she put the lyrics on the page. So everybody was instantly able to see what she was talking about. And while some of it, while it may not make exact sense, it actually does make sense if you read the lyrics, because she does explain what everything is.
What if, like, her language became a new thing?
Oh, did you tweet this? Oh, you tweeted this.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Maybe Sandra Bernhardt's watching. Yeah, I'm sure she has nothing better to do.
I think she's doing shows in L.A. right now.
I forget a fart. Hold on. I can't do a good fart because... Ooh. I spelled Vidi. Why? Vizzy. Oh, I got money. What? Oh, never mind. I didn't get money. It means I got notice from PayPal that I sent money.
Oh, that's disappointing.
God, stop it with this. Trying to donate your WordPress site is down. Oh, maybe I got... Just go to PayPal, Rishi at Hotmail. Just fucking thank you. Maybe my site's getting viral too. I don't know. Because people think I did the video. That's what's funny too, is because they Google search me and they find me and it's all just a huge mess. Anyway.
Oh, but it's great, right? Like traffic, honey.
Well, it is. But you know what? I've had these spikes before and they don't really mean anything. It means you get a huge audience that kills your site and then they go away. Because to if you want to keep your viral audience, that's something I've never figured out the fuck how to do. You know what I mean? Like you need to
get
a publicist or something. Plus I lose interest and I have no capitalistic abilities. I mean, I would love it to happen, but I have no ability to do that shit. Okay, so listen, so I'm searching my inbox so that I can read this fucking press release you sent me. Oh, it went into spam. Oops. You sent me a press release, but I didn't read it.
I can just tell you. You don't have to read it.
Wait, I want to, though. I found it. No, I want to pretend I read it, but it's kind of going sour in that area, though. Yeah, tentative armor press release. Oh my God, it's long. Contact Michael Herron. Phone number. Dixon Place presents composer Michael Herron's Tentative Armor. Obie Award winning. Did you win an Obie Award? Oh, the theater won an Obie.
The theater.
That's nice. Obie Award winning off Broadway New York City Theater. Dixon Place is presenting the premiere of Michael Herron's new solo work, Tentative Armor. Equal parts music and monologue. Tentative Armor is a darkly comedic collection of the performer's first person stories of grief, sexuality, and self-discovery. That sounds interesting. Now but it doesn't mention that John Ong made your poster, but that's okay.
Isn't that poster great?
Yes.
Or is it?
He's wonderful. And his emotionally raw yet darkly hilarious Tentative Armor, Michael Herron combines piano, synthesizers, various electronics, live musicians, and his unique storytelling, resulting in deeply moving, highly entertaining performance through his resonant power. You're very complimentary toward yourself in your press release, I must say.
I had somebody else write it for me.
Was it Sandra Bernhardt?
Sorry, go ahead.
Just finish, and then you can talk about
how. Okay.
Through this resonant, powerful, very poisonal series, Herron. Boldface Herron envelops the audience in a funny, poignant, highly intimate tour of his own self-discovery. Didn't you just say that?
Yeah, like I read up on how to do press releases.
Oh.
And you're supposed to do like a little quick thing, which was that first section. This is really interesting. And then like you can do a second thing that is more detailed, but sort of saying the same thing.
Except you use almost the exact same words is the problem.
Did I really?
Look, the first paragraph, it says equal parts music. It says Ten of Armor is a darkly comedic collection of the performer's first-person stories of grief, sexuality, and self-discovery. Down here it says, Harren envelops the audience in a funny, poignant, blah, 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 tour of his own self-discovery through spirituality, sexuality, and grief. Kind of similar, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's all hilarious. No, but it sounds interesting, though. So what? How do we, who are not there, get to find out what these first person stories are? Is there any way that you're going to share that with us?
I shared one of them. There's a YouTube video from one of the readings.
Is this from the same from the same?
Yeah, I did a couple readings at this really great church, Judson Memorial Church. It's in the West Village. And that's really great. Like, I love the place. I love the place because they just provide space for artists for free. Mm-hmm. And I like, there's some stories. And I was like, there's going to be, talking about having sex with a man whore and all kinds of stuff. And they were like, okay.
Prostitute?
With a prostitute?
You had sex with a prostitute?
You'll have to watch the show. Yeah, I did.
Okay. I've had that too, but that's only because my boss paid for it and I didn't even want it.
Oh, really?
I was in Brazil and I was in, may have been more than once. I was in Brazil and I was in Santo Domingo both times it happened. It was awful because, like, I had absolutely no interest in somebody, even though these people were gorgeous, lesbians, of course, gorgeous, but I had absolutely no attraction because the idea of somebody, like, being paid to pretend to like me just, it repulsed me, you know? Like, I would have rather had an ugly person who was attracted to me. It just was awful, kind of.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's really creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of what that story is about. About how shitty it is. Like, it seems like it's going to be this really hot thing. Mm. And then it's not. And it just makes you feel shittier about yourself. It's really cool. Mm-hmm.
How long is the show?
It's about an hour and 10, hour and 20 minutes. I'm still writing new stuff for it. So I don't know for sure.
And, so, like, how do you do this? Like, how do you get your own show? Like, if I want to do my own show, like, what do you do? What should I do?
It was really interesting. Well, the thing that happened first was that I had a couple of little pieces written, and this friend of mine, Ken Kidd, who lives here in New York City, he's a member of that church, and he kept telling me about this thing they do called Magic Time, where they just give space to an artist who's developing new work. So I signed up and set a date. Wow. And then I was like, so I had a date that I was going to perform there, so I had to write more shit. So I did.
Okay.
And then I did a second. I was considering these, like, readings of it. Even though, like, I have string players with me too, so it's like a lot of music sort of. Somebody, I did a little piece from it at this New Work New York thing the other night, and someone was like, "You're like a gay Laurie Anderson."
Wow, that's like the best compliment you could ever get.
I totally took it, yeah. So it's like, it's that type of. I mean, I'm a little less, like, dreamy sounding. You know how she has that thing with her voice where she's very. It's more like sort of straightforward storytelling, and mostly.
Do you like Lydia Lunch too?
I don't know a lot of Lydia Lunch. I know of her, and like.
I used to play her on my podcast a lot. She's kind of more of a punk rougher kind of thing.
But yeah, I love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, after that, I had someone video the readings, and then I sent samples to this Dixon place.
Now, is this like a reading, like Sylvia Brown, like a spiritual psychic reading you did?
No, like, it's just like a staged reading, you know, of like a show that
okay.
I had a script, and I was playing from the music and everything. Mm-hmm. But now it's going to be on a big old ass stage. It's really very, I've never done a show like this. I mean, now I have because I've performed this a couple times. But each step of it is really pretty.
How many seats does this theater have?
Like 120 something.
Oh, wow. You know, it's interesting because this is like, what do you think about the? I know what you're going to say because it's kind of a dumb question in a way. But like, part of the I performed live quite a bit until I started podcasting, and after even though I love performing live, but. because like my logical brain said, why should I perform live when I can communicate with, you know, hundreds of, you know, multiples of times more to more people through the medium of the internet more than, you know, a theater where if you get like 100 people, that's like a shitload. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I missed what the question was. There wasn't one. I just want to know like what you think of live performance. I guess for you, it has to be live, right?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I did at Judson, I webcasted it, but it was sort of strange to me. I don't know, because a lot of the music that I'm working on, I want people to hear it really good. So there's, I think, a controlling part of me that's like, I don't want anybody just listening on their laptop speakers.
That makes sense.
So I want them to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really think it's kind of dumb of me to bring that up, actually.
I don't think so.
Stupid.
I thought it was a good question, Madge.
So how is this whole Sandra, you were accompanying Sandra Bernhardt? How was that?
It was good for the most part. Like, it had its moments. She was, all in all, like, a lot nicer and more, like, kind and gracious than I expected her to be. But then there were moments where she was exactly like I expected her
to be. Why did you expect her to be less than gracious?
Well, just because her sort of persona is so...
huge.
Yeah.
See, I always figure, like, when people have a big onstage or on-camera persona that they're the opposite in real life. I don't know why I assume that, but I do.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't say opposite, but she would like what she like for the most part. She was super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell I'm leaving things out?
Why are you leaving something? You're so like. Yeah, I was thinking about this today. You should be a politician because you're so good at talking to everybody without offending anyone.
But am I really saying, that's the thing.
You're like, not really I feel like saying anything. No, that's
exactly.
Yeah. That's but the problem. Like you're,
I feel like in the time that you've known me though, I am saying more what I mean. Although I think I have a long way to go still.
You do.
But I used to be a lot more mealy mouthed.
You have to read between the lines. I think I'm not saying you have any characters, but if you were to take on a character, those would probably tend to be more outspoken than you.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that you have any characters. You sound like you're very successful. I'm kind of jealous. Like, I really see your career moving very fast from when you were a New York barista working for Griselda in a Starbucks.
Yeah, but, like, nothing really has happened. That was, you know, like, I got that Sandra Bernhardt gig over the summer, and I had this whole, like, oh, my God, this is it.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about that. I mean, that's nice, but I'm talking about just that it seems that you're having this sort of organic, fan base that you're building pretty quickly, and sort of you're getting known. That's what I meant more. Not really this.
I think it just seems like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to be jealous of.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So
I wish there was.
Good. Then I don't have to worry about improving myself. I can just bring you down.
Yeah, that's probably easier for all of us.
Cool. Well, Cheryl can help with that later.
Cheryl's so good at bringing people down. Bringing people down. Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I guess because I'm doing these things that I've always sort of wanted to do, mm-hmm. but then, like, it's really having no effect on my bank account. Okay. And I know that's not, like, the measure of success, but bitch.
Measure of success, but it's nice to live. I mean, shit. You just want to live, right? I mean,
yeah.
You're not asking to be a millionaire, right? I mean, you just want to be able to fucking support yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Without having, like, well, ideally, I'd love to be able to support myself by just making music and doing that stuff.
You mean you're not? I thought you were.
Oh, I'm teaching still.
Oh, you're teaching music, though, right?
Yeah. Yes, which is, like, great. Like, I'm feeling a little more grateful about all that
You're
stuff.
Teaching retards?
No retards that I'm aware of. But they're preschoolers, so that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it is. Gosh, I've been applying for trying to get jobs. I've never worked so hard, you know, because these computer, you know, programming. I'm basically looking for an entry level computer programming job, and every one of them gives you this ridiculously complicated, at least for me, a test you have to take, and it's like one of those math problems that you're like, oh my god, this is horrible. You know what I mean? But you have to use a computer to solve it. So it's like there's the part of it where you have to have you have to figure out how to fucking solve it, which is one part of it. And then once you figure out, you have to teach the computer how to solve it for you, because there's no way a human can, because it's so many. It's like they call it not chaos theory, but complexity. That's like the new thing, complexity, which is basically analyzing data with humongous amounts of computer power in order to solve problems that are really not problems, like how to make people spend more money on bullshit.
So, oh, that stuff, like,
yeah,
computer talk is intimidating to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, like, now that I think I kind of need the tension of doing something that I kind of hate, because not that I hate this, because I do. I mean, don't, but like, because this is what motivates me to do the stuff I like, which is very weird. Like, I find myself wanting to do more video because I don't have time to. So it's like, since I'm supposed to be doing computer stuff, in order to play hooky, I have to do video or a podcast or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I think I know.
That creates this bizarre kind of tension. Rachel and I were talking about it because we're both losers right now.
But, don't say loser.
What should I say?
You're transitioning.
Non-winner. Non-winner.
You're success. Oh, I was going to say success challenged.
Yeah, my sister told me to success. She said, Madge, because that's my name. She said, Madge, why don't you go work at the Starbucks for 20 hours a week? At least you'll get insurance. And I'm like, sister, don't you know we have Obamacare? I get insurance for free. And then I really thought, wow, this is fucking amazing, isn't it? Like, that I am able to get insurance for free now.
And wait, are you getting it for free?
Yeah, it's free because my income is so low. It costs like $297 a month. But the government pays for the entire premium because my income is so fucking low. And it's not Medicaid. I could have gotten Medicaid if I wanted to, but then I would have had to switch doctors and stuff. But yeah, it's totally free, and it's Blue Cross. It's the same carrier. It's like good.
It's fucking amazing. I need to get on that site. I have like a shitty policy that I just got for myself a couple years ago, and I've been too lazy to.
Oh no, that won't do. That's the kind of stuff that. I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't been stopped. Because usually those policies suck and they don't fall within the law. But yeah, you definitely should. You can you'll probably get a good, you know, if not all of it paid for, a good bit of it, and for better insurance.
Oh, I should. I need to do that. So many things that I need to do.
But it really is amazing that I can live.
Yeah, it was hard for you to get signed up, though, right?
Yeah, but that's I had to do some weird. If I wasn't like a computer person, I never could have figured it out. But yeah, but that, you know, it was worth it.
Yeah,
you know, it was worth it. I was pissed off at it for a while, but then when I realized it worked, but you know, Obama's
that kind
done
of shit.
Some good things and some not so good things, but I like the good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else?
Yeah.
What else?
For me. Mm-hmm. I'm playing with my cat.
Your pussy?
Yeah.
Your carnivore?
Are
you going to kill her?
My cat? Yes. I'm going to. It's actually a male.
So you're going to kill him because he eats meat, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was hoping to do that on your podcast.
Well, now we should have used video if we didn't do that.
Yeah. So, like, we could auction off the carcass. Oh, that's my cat I'm talking about.
Sheldon will stuff it for you and cut its nose off, you know.
That's Sheldon. Little Miss, what's her name? Who did we see? Leslie?
Oh, yes. What's this about that? I wanted to talk about that, too. Sheldon was fat-shaming Leslie Hall and got called out for this.
Oh, she did on my website. The thing that's really tough, and, like,
Are you not allowed to talk about this either?
No, I can, but Cheryl Wright, did you see what she just said?
No.
Discuss these horrible Facebook threads, please, and how people are so serious on Facebook and how amazing it is.
Cheryl, why don't you just come on with us then?
Oh, Cheryl. The thing that Cheryl doesn't understand, and I think she does, is Cheryl is being Cheryl. Well, that, and like, she gets to be just Cheryl on Facebook. I'm being like my actual self.
Oh, I understand that. I have to be myself too, Madge Weinstein. I have the same problem as you.
It's really hard for us, isn't it, Madge Weinstein?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm so glad because my let's just call it other account, just sits there dormant. Like, I log on maybe once every 2 weeks and see if there's anything happening. And then I'm just like, here I am, my real self, Madge, again. Because why the fuck would I want to post stuff publicly? You know, that can be. I mean, the problem is I'm so linked because of my internet trash. Because when I was like working at Podchos and stuff, I like purposefully made my internet trail unerasable and horrible so that I would never have to work in a cubicle again.
Oh.
So it might work.
Oh, shit.
So far, it's working pretty well.
Has it come back to bite you in the ass?
I don't know, because you never know why people reject you, but there's so many reasons to reject me. Yeah.
that's tough. Mm-hmm. Is that, like, you said something on, was it on Facebook? I think it was. Something about how signing on to Podshow was the worst career move you ever made.
Yes, it was. And I needed to say that. I felt like, even though it sounded kind of dumb, and I always say negative things, but that's the kind of the point. There's so few people, you understand that. But the thing is, like, I really needed to say that because, like, I needed to just say it and put it out there and make it fact. Instead of just, because I play around with that. I was playing around with that idea and regrets, because I generally don't believe in regrets, and, you know, and trying to rationalize it. And at some point, I just decided, you know what, I have to put this behind me. I have to just say, this was a horrible move. It fucking ruined my career. And there it is. I mean, I don't blame anyone for it. I mean, yeah, these people were douchebags to me, but they didn't do anything illegal. And, you know, they had every intention of this being a successful venture into podcasting. But after the business changed with Apple and everything, you know, they decided to change their business model to something less reputable than prostitution. But, you know, but it was my decision. Other people like Tim of Radio Clash, like the other Tim, Distorted View, I think, they were also offered contracts with the Pod Show. And they didn't accept them. And I remember at the time thinking, God, what morons? Why wouldn't they accept this great deal? Because, like, and I did negotiate, and I got them to match the salary I was already making. But, like, I thought, well, why wouldn't you want this? And now, like, I realize, oh, that was totally stupid. Like, I had all this hubris thinking that this is, like, I was just absolutely certain this was the right thing to do. I mean, that, you know, I had this lawyer, you know, this is could be a big, you know, way for me to get famous and make lots of money. And here I'm going to make the same amount of money and I get to go to Europe and make a podcast about shitting every day. And I never really thought about the fact that I was, you know, basically killing my career off, because that the kind of work I did, you can't just pick up again after, you know, a few years. It's everything changes in IT.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's funny. Like, speaking of like being jealous of people, when all that was going on, I was like, oh, that Madge Weinstein's got it made. Podcasting with Podshow.
Oh, and that's the other thing, too, is that they promised me that I could start up this. I mean, that was part of the deal, is that I was supposed to start up my own production company. I talked to you and several other podcasters. And that's really, you know, the idea with QPodder, too, is I was trying to create a gay community podcaster that would be a company. And they promised, and they just did not deliver that. And just blatantly lied. But, yeah, that, if I had it my way, everybody would have been included in it. But I didn't.
Yeah, what that little Adam Curry, what is she doing lately?
Hotness.
Hot mess. What is she doing? I just googled her just to see what she was up to, but I couldn't really tell. Like, there's too much happening on her website. Too many words, not enough pictures.
I don't know, but as it is, he gets way, he's just, you know, he gets, the problem is, in this age, people, when you mention their names, it's like giving them money. So I don't want to give them any more money.
Oh, okay.
That's just the way I feel about it. I don't have, I mean, like, he actually got out of the pod show business a few years ago, so he hasn't been part of its, you know, really bad part of the downfall. So I don't know. He's just a stoner. I don't think that, you know, I don't really think anything badly of him now. The other guy, yeah. Ron Bloom, though, he's a cocksucker. Oh, shit. He's just a motherfucker. He really
I love it.
He fired me from waiting for his, while he was ordering a latte from Starbucks. Like, I would say.
What, like?
Like, he was actually ordering. Like, can you hold on? I like the, you know, extra soy or something. Yeah, we're not going to, you know, Procter & Gamble won't sponsor you. Goodbye, you know, severance is swell. The end. Die.
Oh, wow.
Die, Madge, die. You fucking bitch.
Wrote.
But I think they still paid me for like another year, so it wasn't really that bad.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I feel like I had you, why am I having you on to talk about myself? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, because I was asking you questions, asking you. Because we're from the old days of podcasting.
We're from the really old days of LiveJournal in 2000.
Woo!
Seriously, Lades.
That was it 2000? Must have been.
That's when I went down. It was 2000 because art vamp Christy Alshavy made me for the project. She's the one that made me go blog.
That was funny. Remember that? Like, I feel like such a grandma. Remember back in those days, people act like we were crazy. You're putting those words on the internet? Now look what everyone's doing. It's putting all their food on LiveJournal. What is it? Facebook.
And now,
what do they call it now? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I think part of what's going on too right now that I find interesting is the obscenity. Like, when I worked with Christy on this film, you know, and she was getting her master's degree at the Art Institute of Chicago, and, you know, and she's ridiculously intelligent. She would, you know, so she really was delving deep into the whole, you know, what art is and all this crap and, you know, postmodernism and shit. And so we always had these discussions because I sat in on her classes a couple of times and there was a lot of discussion about porn versus art. Is art porn? And mm-hmm. at the time it was like, when you go below the waist, it's not art anymore. The end. Nobody just, and that's kind of what she was, you know, fighting against with that film. Now, come full circle to Walls Fall Out, you know, going viral. I really see, to me, that's just the culmination of a trend that I've seen. Like, I've seen some of these videos that get popular, and they're kind of like mainstream web videos, and they're just totally profane. And I hate them because they're completely unimaginative, but I love the fact that it's become okay to talk like this. You know, that it's evolving. The culture is evolving. In some way, maybe for the worse, but yeah, now you can have prolapse go mainstream. Something else.
I played it for my friend Ben, the Walls Fall Out video, and it was really amazing because he, like, we show each other like crazy shit, but like this, like, he was really like dumbfounded by how, like, because it's crazy. It's like crazy. Someone who doesn't know like any Cheryl background or any of your background, to just be like, "What the fuck?"
It is, and that's part of why it's brilliant, is that it takes this very esoteric situation and manages to make it something that is massively popular, and that's really hard to do. And like I said before, I think that what really made it click was actually the fact that she put the lyrics there, because otherwise they're like, "What?" You know. And somebody called and said, whoever made this, and they thought it was me, is such a misogynist, you know? And I'm like, that is so funny. I mean, certainly true, but so funny that they would call out misogyny and not racism. I mean,
now I'm trying to think of what in the video would be considered racist.
BPH, the black person holder that transportates. Maybe a little. You think?
I didn't read the lyrics, yeah, so I don't know all the words.
Yeah, you have to read it. Let's go find the lyrics, actually.
Oh, my God.
That's a good idea. Before Cheryl comes, there's a site called like Lips, even, and they host lyrics of songs, and I got a Google notice. Wait, about
the site?
It.
Is, yeah, a site called Lips?
It's something like Lips. It's not Lips, but it sounds like Lips. Walls Fall.
I finally listened to Church of Deborah tonight.
Oh, she's fucking amazing. I just
She's love really good.
Okay, music and song. Pictures of Sylvia Brown. She's dead. Okay, I'm going to just read it my way. Honey, I say Nades or Nadine, whichever one I use, the same thing. Bus, I say BPH, the black person holder that transportates. Doctor, I say Doc T or Doc Turd. Whether it's a T or a turd, it's the same word. Abortion, I say Bordy. Bordy, a fun thing to do when you're feeling sporty. Lips.
Wait.
What?
Where are the lyrics? I'm looking at the Vimeo page. Is that not where they are?
Just Google Walls Fall Out lyrics. Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Okay.
Lips. I say lips or chlips. The flesh trapdoors in between my hips. Trapdoors, what's that doorway for? Something special. Let me tell you more. Chorus. Lips pout, the walls fall out. Red rose grows as the walls unfold, my laps prolapse. Jizz trap spreads my gap. Red meat flaps as the walls unwrap, my laps prolapse. Fish, I say fish, I say fish. Fish, a yeasty dish that's so delish. Chicken, I say chicken, nigga. But too much dark meat can ruin your figure. Black, I say black. Black, Aunt Teresa in heaven eating fat back. Pogrom, I say grum, grum.
This is totally racist.
I'm telling you. When me and Madge Weinstein have some fun. Panties, I say panty. Wraps around my waist and hugs my fanny. Fanny, what's that fanny for? Something special, let me tell you, whore. But wasn't there something about bowels? I thought there was something. Cheryl, wasn't there something about your bowels? Like, oh. Bowels. I thought she said bowels at some point. Yeah. Oh. See, if I had the other holder working, I could just play it for you, but.
The other holder. Yeah. Let's get Cheryl up on this call.
Well, let me try. Yeah. I guess I had to prove that I am capable of still doing shows without Cheryl.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we could get Deborah, too, I think, too, hopefully.
Methtacular. I told you already, right? I keep bugging you.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, right?
I think so. What?
Hi, honey.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
What's the problem?
Wasn't there something about bowels, lips, bowels? I think, wasn't there a lyric?
I think it was just a visual.
But I could have sworn you said bowel.
No.
Can you play it? Because I can't play it.
I'm eating some chocolate cake. It's delicious.
Cake and cunt? What?
Reminds me of Disney.
Why do you sound so horrible, Cheryl?
What?
You sound rippy, like a fatback in your voice.
What?
Skypey.
Oh.
Cheryl, did you hear what I was saying in Mikey Pod about the racism?
It's not racial.
Okay, what is not racial about BPH, the black person holder?
You're the one that made that up.
Yeah, but I didn't put it in the song, and I didn't.
Either. That was
Cheryl.
That was Gladwise.
Well, I think maybe somebody used to call it. I don't know who. It's certainly not anyone in California, but somebody used to call it something even worse. Do you remember what the other one is? The other abbreviation is besides BPH.
MARTA.
No, it was TNSU. Do you remember that?
What did that mean?
Temporary Negro Storage Unit.
What?
That's what.
Stop it!
I thought you made that up.
I think it was Mikey Pond.
I had made that up not.
Maybe it was Church of Deborah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a good piece of cake. It was in celebration of my viral lunch.
Cake and
oh, this sound is toe up.
Cake okay, and hold on. Hold on.
Listen to this bitch.
Let me plug in my folder.
Plug in your holder? Tell me, move.
Girl, you have me wanting chocolate. Better? I have to go to my refrigerator. I'll be right back.
What? She's going better? To eat now. She went to much better, much better. She ready okay. to eat.
Yeah.
I'm ready to eat.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So you were wanting to discuss idiots on Facebook?
Yeah.
Which one? The one where Griselda was fat shaming and got called out because she said Leslie Hall is not a vegan because I can tell she has animal fat in her panties.
She obviously is.
Is Leslie Hall really a vegan?
Yeah, apparently she is.
And what's this Husky Vegans hashtag? I don't understand that.
The same thing you guys do. You just make up a hashtag and put a hashtag on it. I don't think it's really a hashtag.
I was just imagining a club. Like
bear, girl.
Like a subculture.
I'm eating some baked brownie bites, chocolate covered, from Gone Pie Bakery. She loved your comments.
What?
Remember when I got mad and deleted all of yours and Cheryl's comments to my friends?
Yeah, because you're a stupid bitch. See, that's exactly what we're talking about. You're like always trying to like do the right thing, say the right thing. And here, the person you're trying to like protect from all our hate talk was like, where's this hilarious shit?
She was like, did you delete those comments? I was reading them to my girlfriend. I was like, bitch. I didn't know. Thing I was worried about is because I tagged her business, mm-hmm. It was all showing up on her page. I didn't want all that.
Who knew that the one vegan with a sense of humor would be reading that? Who knew?
Girl.
I was told I can't make that joke anymore because it's overused.
These vegans
don't have a sense of humor?
I think the animal rights are the worst.
Vegans are cunts, I think.
What about animal rights?
What about them?
No domesticated animals.
Ooh, I was in a fight with that one bitch on your feed. She's like, oh, if you knew if you knew about rescues, I'm like, oh, no, you didn't just accuse me of not being in a rescue. My dog is March.
Girl, I think you read her the wrong way.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Nope. Yeah.
No, I didn't. I agreed with your summation. That's why I didn't say anything. I agree. We both perceive the exact same thing. We just feel different ways about that particular thing.
You know, right.
We have different opinions.
Sure.
Yeah, but we both agreed on what he was trying to say. I didn't disagree with your summation of it.
I mean, the bottom line, though, is that man is ugly.
Why did
you think he was attractive?
Who?
I don't know.
Who's ugly? What's his name?
The guy, Yarovsky, whatever his name is.
I don't know. I had to unfollow the thread because it was really starting to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't know.
What?
Even Andy Melton got in on it. Oh, I didn't see that. Easy on the eyes. Really, Mikey, please, for the love of aged cheddar, don't be that desperate, Hugs.
Maybe if he didn't look so angry. Clearly, he didn't watch the video.
I watched the video. The guy had crazy eyes. Couldn't you tell by my hint?
Is that why you kept posting crazy eyes?
You didn't know that? Hello, it's kind of obvious. Cheryl, you get that, right?
Yeah.
You saw that thread with the crazy eyes? And the guy has crazy eyes. And he's like, I resent people comparing, you know, animal cruelty to the Holocaust because it's an insult to animals or something like that. I mean, the guy was crazy eyes. It was just like, the thing is, like, I agree with veganism. I want to be a vegan. I told you that. I plan on it eventually. It's like quitting smoking for me. But I don't believe all this negative reinforcement helps the cause. I really don't.
I think it goes both ways because I think negative reinforcement is what pushed me over the edge and made me go vegan.
Well, maybe it did for you, but mine is all about health reasons, which is what got me to quit smoking too, you know, because they had these signs on the bus, on the holder stops, and they said, I mean, it really did affect me. It said, when you quit smoking, 24 hours later, you'll have this much more carbon dioxide or less carbon dioxide. You'll in 7 years, your lungs were, you know, it was all positive reinforcement, not like, you're going to die. Here's your black lung, smoker.
But that's what they do. Have you seen the commercials against smoking in New York?
No.
Where they show like a, ooh, honey. There's one with a Cheryl where she has to like put her face on and her teeth and everything because she had cancer from smoking.
Cheryl is the Marlboro man.
There's a guy that like has fingers amputated because he got cancer from holding cigarettes and smoking.
What?
They show all that kind of shit. Oh, and I sent you guys the pictures of the diabetes from drinking too many sodas.
Well, speaking of diabetes, Lisa Crone will not buy my diabetes socks because I don't have diabetes. And this is very upsetting for me.
Wait, who's Lisa Crone?
She's a very nice girl. Last year she got me no-show socks. But now I want diabetes socks because if you've ever worn them, you know, I had to get them once because I ran out of socks. My feet got wet at the boot camp and I had to get socks. So I went to the CVS and I got these diabetes socks. Well, who knew they're the most comfortable socks imaginable? And so, but I asked for some and, well, actually Deborah asked very nicely for me. And Lisa Crone's like, I ain't getting you no goddamn diabetes socks because you don't have any fucking diabetes. Isn't that rude?
I'm looking them up right now. Diabetic socks.
From CVS. Oh, I think Trotsky's trying to get it. Yeah, that's it. It's okay, Trotsky. They're vegan. Sweetie. All right. Trotsky's here now. Everybody relax.
Bro, why don't you buy your own diabetes socks?
With what?
She's poor. Oh,
sorry. Sorry.
She's jobless.
The money's stuck in my claptrap.
The money's stuck in your DVC triangle.
I finished that test finally. I was working for 3 days on this one fucking
man, thing. Man, why come you didn't like my theory that these places you're applying are having you, they're outsourcing work to their job applicants, and so it's a test, and so they make you do the work, develop applications.
Because it's always the same test for everyone, and it's something
and that... you still fail.
Well, I don't cheat, Cheryl. I could easily look up the answer, of course, but I don't do that. But yeah, these are the same, it's the same test for everyone. But people don't cheat, because then you get a job, and then you can't do the job. What's the point? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Let's get money.
Not everybody cheats, Cheryl, like you cheated and you got all those Vietnamese to click on your walls fallout.
Yeah.
Traffic shaping.
You know, the best part is when you look at the number of likes
and finger yourself.
The ratio of the number of plays.
Yeah.
So you've got 333,000 plays and 109 likes. Mm-hmm. That's not very many likes. Per play.
Well,
what do you
say? Well, but if you look if you look on Reddit, upvotes to downvotes, it's about 58% like it.
Okay, so people like me. Wow, Evie, the thing is just this. I would like for I'd like your idea for this next video.
Oh, the tuna fish one? Tuna fish on. Let's just call it fish on the screen.
You quoted
fish on the mesh.
Wait for the sequel. Transvaginal mesh. Raw fish pushed through a screen.
Yeah, but I think that it's too long. Isn't it like good. Lips, bowels, wall fall out? Isn't it the lyrics? Lips, bowels,
lips out.
Oh, see, I thought you were saying bowels.
Oh. Wait, lips pout.
Yeah, oh, see,
I thought you were saying bowels, which to me I love.
I'm just was your inspiration behind this piece, Cheryl?
Well, I think that Gladwise wanted to invoke the idea of me teaching a language or something like this. You know, teach people how to speak Rilch.
Well, it works.
Yeah. You know, and as a side effect, some people have been watching my other video, Pain of Prolapse, featuring my girl, Sylvia Brown.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sylvia is posthumously even more famous then.
Yeah.
But I think Chris is going to be very upset that you portrayed Sylvia in an American Horror Story like Hell, getting raped by a knife? Repeatedly in a laundromat?
An abortion in a laundromat.
With a cleverly disguised N-word as the baby pops out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm totally lost. I don't know if I saw this one.
You saw this? It's the same video, Walls Fall Out. Did you see the part where the baby comes out?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear the word that said subtly when the baby gets shot out?
No, yeah. Don't say it.
Play it, Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Can you play
it? Is this a cover? Like, is this another song?
No, it's original. It's not a cover.
Okay.
The person who did it is like an undercover, like an actually talented person. This is not bullshit. He did CGI. This shit took for fucking ever.
It took months. Yeah. It's amazing. I don't know how he did all this shit.
Yeah, I don't either.
Is
that picture of him on Vimeo, is that actually what he looks like?
No.
Because that was a kid from American Horror Story.
You're supposed to be interviewing Mr. Payan about...
We interviewed. What do you
want to know? Did it.
So you talked about your grumble.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We talked about it.
It's an hour.
The redundant flyer,
Talk on stage.
What?
Cheryl, we already had this conversation.
We didn't say the date. March 19th, Dixon Place, New York City.
Dixon Place. Oh,
that's
wow.
What it sounds like, right? Dixon. Dixon. D-I-X-O-N.
Just in one day.
D. Is it just the one performance?
Just one performance.
Deborah, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Deborah. Long time no
Deborah!
Hi, God bless everybody. How's it
so going? Quiet.
Speak up, Deborah. Is this your new Mac Pro?
Mm-hmm.
I told you, how do you like the rotary dial?
Works really. Let me turn it up a little bit. How do I sound now? Is it louder?
That's much better. Deborah didn't understand why the keyboard is missing, and she had a nice conversation with the Apple Store via text.
What happened?
Oh, you didn't see it? Oh, I have to find it. Should I read it, or do you want to?
Let's see if I can find it.
Where is it? Did you? How did you?
Say DVD.
Who?
DVD.
Wait,
I have net transportates.
Lord, my friend wants managed like a bad romance.
Oh God!
What does that mean?
I have this friend.
Sorry,
you have a friend.
I have this friend. Yeah. Her name is Rachel Cannon. She's got a little crush.
I know Rachel Cannon. She does not.
Rachel Cannon?
Yeah, she has huge lips.
Yeah. Yes. Lips that could wrap the world twice around.
I was just talking to her earlier because we're like both the exact same level of loser right now.
Oh,
yeah, it's great. Here's a conversation from Gladwise Giro. Okay, we'll need to look deep. Was there an addiction to mattresses in your family?
That's so smart.
Was there an addiction? I'm just reading this now for the first time. This is Deborah. Okay, we'll need to look deep. This is the reading via iPhone chat. Was there an addiction to mattress in your family or around you? Gladwise says, well, the only thing that came up today was I went to a casino and lots of bells ringing there. I did win a jackpot, so the bells went off. The bus... Well, there is a bus that comes in there with Chinese people. Ain't no mattress.
I have totally lost what is happening here.
So basically, when Sylvia passed, I went to Sylvia's Facebook page and read the comments, and I messaged over, had to be well over 200 people, telling them that I was classically trained at the Society of Novice, and most of them just passed me by, but I finally got this one little golden nugget. Her name's Gladys. I don't want to get the last name because I don't want her to get raped. She's a smart woman. And it all started by me, you know, telling her, I see you also. You're someone who has been touched by Sylvia.
Right.
And then finally, maybe, I don't know, a few weeks go by and she said, yes, I loved every show she did and wish I could have had a chance to meet her and have her talk to my loved ones. Plus tell me when my life will work out for the good and not all of this bad shit. And so I let her know then that I don't claim to have the gift, but I do want you to not eat dairy. Have you been checked for prolapse? And that's when Miss Gladys responded, no, what is that? So I informed her that I was trained at Nova Spiritus for 3 years. Sylvia Brown introduced me to my spirit guide, Garrett, in 2012. I'm no Sylvia Brown, but I wouldn't mind giving you a free reading. And then she commented back, is it free? Sure. I am on ODSP and can barely get by. Which I think, Cheryl, you said that was like welfare, maybe, or something like that.
Hmm.
ODSP?
And, yes.
I'm not going to go over the five free meals.
Maybe.
Where's the Apple Store conversation? How did you send that to me? I can't find
I'm trying to find it.
Oh, you posted it on Facebook, I think.
Oh, ODS, was she from the Canada? It says yes, Ontario Disability Support Program.
Yes, which I think, you know, they should use that money for psychics.
Is she disabled because she's retarded?
Oh, I found it. Found it. Okay, welcome to Apple. What can we do for you today? I was looking at the Mac Pro. Now transferring you to an Apple chat specialist. Please wait. Hi there, I'm Brad, and I'll be happy to help you get the right Mac Pro for your needs. What's on your mind? Well, I would use it for prayer lines. Will it be faster? Happy to help you find out. I'm not familiar with that term, though. Would you please expand on what a prayer line is and how you run it through your current computer? Uh-oh, where's the rest?
You got to go in the comments and then okay. Say hello.
Got it. Okay. Well, recording and et cetera for medical reasons. I have a prolapse. Wait, I didn't read the first line. Well, I call prayer lines. Recording and ECT for medical reasons. I have a prolapse. All right. Are you wanting to use a Mac Pro to make those calls? Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Then really the limiting factor would be your internet connection. How would you be making the calls from your Mac Pro, though? Skype. Gotcha. So really your internet connection speed will be your limiting factor on how quickly you can connect and speak to someone on the prayer line. Why does the keyboard and mouse not come with it? Hold on. I'm getting there. Hold on. I mean, I would be paying over $3,000. Hello? The Mac Pro Tower is primarily designed to replace existing computers and is able to work with most USB-enabled mouse pads and keyboard options, as well as Bluetooth-enabled ones. Why no mouse and keyboard? I mean, I'm laying down the cash. It comes with other things. Yes, it does. What else would you be using your Mac Pro there for? Oh, wrong question to ask, I think. Okay, let's see. I was referring to other things. Oh, no, she said, no, it does not. It wants me to add a keyboard and a mouse for extra money. I was referring to other things. Get your facts straight, Mary.
Wait, that's what Deborah used to
say? Yes. Get your facts straight, Mary. Our chat line service is here to help you with the Apple Online Store. Please use this feature appropriately as we are offering this chat service to assist our customers. Also, I have an addiction to eating mattresses. Now, you would not be utilizing your Mac Pro to its best ability simply by making Skype calls. What else would you be using it for so we can make sure this is the right one for you. This is a final warning to stop this type of response. If this conversation is not kept on a professional level, the chat will end. Can you contact Sylvia? Was that the... Oh, no, there's one more. Hold on. Also... Oh, no, that... Wait, I'm sorry.
That might have been it.
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, was it? Oh, no, there's one more. I mean, after the Sylvia thing... Can you contact Sylvia? You have been repeatedly asked to stop this behavior. This chat will now end due to the nature of this conversation. If you would like to work with Apple in the future, please contact us at 1-800-MY-APPLE. Goodbye.
So they want a phone call.
Apparently.
So did you call them?
I believe that's going to happen now.
Oh, well. Well, I mean, you're paying $3,000. The thing better come with a Bluetooth mouse and keyboard. And I mean, I'm guessing. Yeah.
A what?
And I.
What is?
I mean, throw in a Rolodex.
You know, when people wear one of those Bluetooth cell phone things in their Earl, and it's got the blue light that blinks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people do that? Especially diehards.
What, do they have smoke detectors on?
What?
You're talking about smoke detectors?
Mm-hmm.
Beep.
What is my
they apple? Always, I don't they know. Smell like buttercream.
Oh, Cheryl's horrible with those words. 1-800, my apple. And, sorry.
I called Scientology today, too.
What? Oh, my God.
I got a little nervous, though, because she was like, oh. How'd you find out about us? I said, well, got a little thing in the mail. Oh, you got something in the mail? What'd it say? I said, well, let me go get it off my coffee table. So I, you know, made my little footsteps while I was frantically Google searching what their pamphlets looked like, and then got back on there and read it or the pamphlet. She said, yeah, come on down. I was like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, they want you to do a handwriting test.
A meter test.
Oh, did she want to do the meter, really?
Oh, yeah, she wanted me to do the meter then and there. And she was like, and this was in your town. And she was like, just come on down, you know, now. And I'm like, well, what's going to, you know, I was trying to see, you know, what she's going to say. I was like, well, what's going to happen? Is this a medical thing?
Prolapse?
No, I didn't do the, I was too scared.
Oh, okay.
Because she got serious. Because in the background, you can hear her, she's like, I don't know, I'm going to say this. But she was like, Mary, get on the phone. We got an issue.
Why? What was the issue?
I don't know. I guess, you know, I don't know.
You think they were going to come and get you in the ambulance?
I don't know. It was kind of scary. So I, you know, I don't think, you know, I mess with a lot of them. But I don't think I could use that one for the program because those people, wait.
Yeah, they're fucking psycho. They'll sue your ass. Definitely.
Yeah.
They'll kill you.
Who?
Apple.
No. Steve.
Might as well be.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're calling her.
No, I didn't mean to.
Oh, Steve?
No, it's the wrong number I called. Sorry.
Are they going to be
Michael Arrington?
What?
Oh, go ahead.
What?
Oh, I was going to say, are they going to be open answering? Is it 24 hours?
Yes.
Oh.
They work those Chinese to death.
They do.
Why can't I just type in the goddamn number in goddamn English?
You know, on that last episode I did y'all catch that when I was talking to the Asian people at the restaurant and I said that they make good iPods?
No, I didn't. Shit.
Welcome to Apple. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Hello? God damn. Hello? Sorry.
Hello, I've fallen.
I almost... What happened to these people? Are they still there?
Who?
The other two.
Wait, are you paying for Skype Pro?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay. That one, you know, you can do up to like 10 people. I think they limit the calls
now. Yeah, but her bandwidth is horrible.
No, it's better now. I have the cable.
We've done multiple people calls since then, and I think it's that.
Oh, eat my ass out, honey.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm on dial-up, so.
You're what?
I'm on net zero. And it works fine.
You're on
it works real good, Deborah. I hear you crystal clear.
I got 300 minutes for this week.
Okay. My
Sherry.
Huh?
Okay. I think Cheryl's using that hotspot feature on her track phone. Oh.
Yes. I only have about 10 megabytes left.
Use them sparingly.
Mm-hmm. Sparingly, like.
So, Matt, how much longer are we grumming for, and what is the plan for the rest of the grum? Because it's also a school night. The girls are coming to the school, and they're closing it.
Did you say that tootie porn?
Welcome to Apple. Here. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Yes,
I'm an automated system that can handle complete sentences.
Fucky.
So tell me, how can I help you today?
Want to buy a Mac Pro? I want to buy a Mac Pro. I want to waste a lot of money.
Hold one moment, please.
Okay. I love the keyboard.
Is this for personal use, business use, or for use by an educational institution?
Educational.
Will this purchase be made using institutional funds?
Girls. Girls?
All I'm hearing is noise. Are you there?
Yes.
Will this purchase be made using institutional funds?
Yes.
Will this purchase be made using institutional funds?
Yes. Sure will.
Will this purchase be made using institutional funds?
Yes.
I think so.
Will this purchase be made using institutional funds?
Yes.
Maybe.
Will this purchase be made using institutional funds?
You're worse than Siri, you asshole. Get us a fucking operator.
Sure. I'll get you right over to someone in our Mac Pro sales area.
That she likes to be talked to. Dirty.
Little boot camp. Hello?
Thank you for calling Apple. This is Evan. How can I help you today?
Hey, Evan. This is Mrs. G. I run a school for the girls, and I was calling about the Mac Pro. I was looking online, and I was just really not getting all the information I want.
Okay, so you were interested in getting information, you said, about the Mac Pro?
The Mac Pro, yes. I run a school for girls.
Gotcha.
Okay. How are you doing today?
Okay, so I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. That little automated thing, he types so slow.
Oh, really?
It took me so long. You know what I mean?
Huh. So okay. What is it that you're planning on using the computer for?
It's going to be used for our science study. Right now, I got the girls studying ProLabs, and so it's going to have to be able to do, the home folding. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Okay, home folding is this program you run, and what it is it's getting proteins, and they're jiggling and stuff, and it puts them together, trying to figure out how to cure different diseases and stuff. And right now, we have a home folding group. It's for the medical condition prolapse, and we're trying to figure out a cure for prolapse. 78% of Americans right now are dealing with prolapse and have no idea that they're dealing with it. Somebody close to you, Evan, is probably have a prolapse, and you don't even know it. So that's one of the things. I know we want to use it for arithmetic. We want to be able to run CAD design on there for Tootie's skates. It's going to be used in music class, I'm guessing maybe some Logic Pro and stuff like that, and it's going to be used for Bible study.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so you're looking for just the one computer then for the school?
Oh, God, yes. It's more than enough, right? I mean, it should be, I'm guessing. That's a lot of power in a small hole.
Definitely, yeah.
Have you seen one in person? Okay. Is it a lot bigger than the other one?
No, it's actually much, much smaller.
Because the only thing I'm scared of is, since it's smaller, you know, it looks like a prolapse, to be honest. I've seen that red one, and that thing is scary looking. But the thing about it is with it being a school, I don't know about you, but you know how kids can be, and it worries me because, I just don't want nobody, you know, I mean, the other one, you know, it didn't look like you could tip it over. This one looks like it could yibble-yabble. Will this one fall, or, I mean, is it pretty stable like the other one? Because we have some of the old ones in the school, and, you know, they're old, and they're worn out, but they're still going.
Gotcha. Yeah, this one's pretty stable. It's not going to tip over on you or anything like that.
Because I have a larger girl, and, well, there's been some accidents. She's got anger issues, and I worry about that. Does the Apple Care, if we order that today, does that cover accidental damage by big?
It does not, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we cover just about everything else with the Apple Care, but not accidental damage.
Natalie, we've lost a few because of that.
Oh, really? That's
yes. Great. It's not, and... It's just been a hard year for me. Because I just got back. Yeah. I'm sorry. I knew I shouldn't have did that. This tonight. Is there a discount?
Since you're a school, there is a discount. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I was raped a few months ago by these black men, and I actually had an abortion at it and a showing. And I just got back running to school with the girls, and I came back, and they've actually raised some money for me, and that's actually what I'm going to be using this money for. Because I just wanted to give them something, because I believe education for these girls is the one thing that they have stable in their lives. A lot of them have came from broken homes, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, it sounds like a pretty good cause, so.
Yeah. Okay. Pull it together. Okay. I'm sorry, Kelvin.
That's okay.
Okay. So what would be the final cost?
Let's take a look. If we did just the base model, which I think would do all of that pretty well for you.
Okay.
Let's take a look what that would be.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. There we go. Okay. We're getting there. All right. It would be $27.99 for you.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Now, what all does that include? I want it bad.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get you one then.
Oh, you don't know how bad I want it.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you all taken care of then.
Is it pretty big?
It's not that big. It's about 9 inches tall, 6 inches wide.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not...
Oh, my God. Is it black?
It's a lot smaller than it could be. Yes.
What kind of black is it?
It's like a shiny kind of reflective almost.
Okay. So it won't show stains.
No, it should be okay.
Okay. You're gonna give it to me.
Computers aren't as, what's that?
Okay, go ahead.
It looks like these computers actually won't be available to ship until April. Is that okay for you?
Oh, Oh, Lord, I really want it now. Kelvin, you told me to give it to me.
Gosh, we don't have a way to speed it up, unfortunately.
Listen, Kelvin, now you told me you could give it to me, and I need it now for the girls.
No, I definitely understand.
Kelvin, ain't there something we can work out?
What's your zip code? I'll see if there's any close to you.
No, I'm not zipping anything. What do you mean? I don't use zip. I haven't zipped anything since the 90s. Like a zip drive. Well, all because of a zip code, I mean. I need to have these things on backup. I'm so tired of all
shit. Oh, Deborah.
Wow. I tried.
You were making that stop.
Wait, he hung up? He hung up?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see. Oh, my God. That was hysterical.
That was really good.
It was such a gift that it was 9 inches by 6. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Doesn't show stains.
The accidental damage is not covered.
Were you laughing? Is that why you had to cry?
Yeah, I had to.
Brandon. What was his name?
Kelvin.
I thought it was Evan or something.
Oh, it was it?
Yeah, but you're calling Kelvin.
He's getting paid $3,000, so I better be able to call him when I want. I was going to have a breakdown when we got to like what it comes with, and he said it didn't come with a keyboard and mouse.
That wouldn't have been good.
Should we call back?
To the Apple one? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, if you didn't get to ask your question, I'd hate to see you go to bed without having
some material to touch myself with.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't get to tell him about your mattress addiction either.
Oh, no, I guess not. I'm filming a documentary, a church documentary about this black girl. She eats mattresses, and I want to know if it's going to be able to render that in 8K.
What did you say? You know somebody who has a prolapse?
Yes. He does. It's a 78% Americans actually carry a prolapse.
Where?
I should have told him about the walls falling out.
I love that he said it looks just like a prolapse.
The red one. Should have asked about the limited edition red.
That makes my walls fall out. Is it true it makes your walls fall out?
It is. They are your walls. The prolapse is your walls.
That's true. I did have a friend, though. This is serious. She or he used to listen to the show a long time ago that was obsessed with Cheryl. And what's so funny is his grandmother had to get her stapled and had to get her. And yes, I could say his name, I guess. I guess when his name was Jason, like the one in the one in the Bible, the Jason.
Jason Fleitowitz?
Yeah, yes.
Really?
No, just Jason Lane, kind of Jessica Lane.
No.
I'm just making up names.
Never heard of her.
Mm-hmm. They were descendants from Mary and Joseph.
Oh.
Yeah.
The ones that fathered Jesus and mothered Jesus?
Mm-hmm. And then, like, the mother and the son had something going, and then the other one killed the other one or something.
Oh.
Yeah. That was an episode of Facts Life also.
Welcome to Apple. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. I'm an automated system that can handle complete sentences. So tell me, how can I help you today?
Abortion.
I heard what you said, but I need a little more information. Are you calling for tech support, sales, order support, or how else can I help you?
Abortion at Shoney's by black men.
It might be better if I get a representative to handle that. Hang on just a second while I transfer you. You've reached Apple outside of a regular business
house. Oh, no way.
Please try your call again.
Oh, my God, they blocked us.
No, you got to ask for sales. Sales is open, not support.
They're always willing to take in more money.
That's right.
Okay. Fucking phone addicts.
Now, what am I going to tell them now? What should I tell them? That I'm filming the documentary?
Yes, about mattresses.
Welcome to Apple. Yes. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Yes,
I'm an automated system that can handle complete sentences. So tell me, how can I help you?
I want to buy a Mac Pro.
I want to buy a Mac.
Fake typing.
Is this for personal use, business use, or for use by an educational institution?
Personal.
Girls.
Sure, I'll get you right over to someone in our Mac Pro sales area.
Hey.
What?
Thanks for calling Apple Online Store. How can I help you? Ma'am, sir?
Hey! Excuse me? Hello?
You know y'all got me again, right? You know I'm going to ask you if you want to join the military, right? You know you got me again.
Yes.
So what are we going to do? I get an application sent out to you today. Come on. Come on. Come on, guys. I got you covered.
I just was trying to order a Mac Pro.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get you set up. And may I please have your first name and last name to better assist you?
Well, I'm kind of confused right now. What is going on? Is this not Apple? Because you're talking about the military.
Yes.
Are you on LSD or something? Because you need to calm it down. My name is Deborah. And I was calling because the chat services that I just chat with, because they popped up on my screen saying they knew I was trying to make a decision, told me to call this number. So I just called this number. I work for Joyce Myers Ministries, and we're actually filming a documentary, and I was supposed to come in here. We're supposed to be looking at a Mac Pro. So if you could explain to me whatever you're talking about, because I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not affiliated with the military. I don't know what the military is, and are you an automated teller?
Sure. Whatever you need, I could definitely assist you with. Bear with me just one moment. You said your first name was Deborah?
Yes.
Okay, and could you please spell that for me so I can make sure I have the correct spelling?
D-E-B-R-I.
Okay, Deborah. And you're saying that you're actually looking at getting a Mac? You're looking at an iMac, MacBook Pro, MacBook Air, Mac Mini, Mac Pro. What is it that I can assist you with today?
It is a Mac Pro for corporate uses.
Okay, not a problem. Do you actually have a system up now? Or are you able to get online so we can take a look at this together and we can walk through this? We can definitely make this happen if you wanted to get a Mac Pro today.
Okay. Were you not listening in the beginning when I told you I was on the website and the automated thing on there told me to call in? Yeah, I guess you weren't because you were going on your racist rant about the military. So let's get back to square one, okay? Listen to what I'm saying. You're not making any sense. Are you ready? I can hear you making noises. You're touching yourself. God's watching you, and it's a sin.
Oh, I do apologize. My phone the battery went dead. I do apologize. So I have to get
the battery went dead. Could you not take, is the battery not used or replaceable?
Deborah, I greatly appreciate your patience, Deborah. Just one moment. I'm getting my system back up.
Let me tell you something. Kathy Bates have a field day with you, okay, in the little dungeon. You know what I mean? So step it up or ship out.
Ship out? Ship out where?
Let me tell you something. That man died for you, and you're acting like a damn animal. I'll send an email.
Okay.
Are we not... What is going... You're all over the place. What is going on? I want to order my Mac Pro. And you're talking about all this junk. You're talking about ship out. Your phone died. You're addicted to mattress eating. You know, all this other stuff. Let's get back to the main topic. I want to order a Mac Pro. Why is this being so difficult? It's not like this. When I go to the Apple store, somebody doesn't start... When you walk in, welcome to the military. You want to sign up. Then you're calling me a ma'am or a she or a he or a me or an I or a V. I'm not dealing with that. I'm me. Okay? I don't want to put up with this.
I can understand. Thank you.
Okay. And you're really hurting me right now because I've really been through a lot of it. We're actually raped in the parking lot of a Shoney's last week by a bunch of black men, and just talking to you is reliving the memory. Okay?
Okay.
So, wad it up. Okay? I don't want to feel like I'm going into the local Kmart in the ghetto.
Okay.
Do you know what a BPH is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I want you to tell me because I know what it is. I want to make sure you know what it is.
Oh, no, I know what it is. No, you tell me, mister.
I'm not a guy.
Well.
See, where you got a guy from? I'm not a guy.
Well, okay, Chaz. What does BPH mean?
I thought you said ABC. I'm sorry, Deborah. Let's get back on the Mac Pro.
Okay, Elizabeth Cheney. What is a BPH?
I don't know. Tell me, what is a BPH?
I'm not telling you. You better tell me. Google walls fall out.
Deborah, you still there? You breathing? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay. Walls fall out. Google it.
What is Google?
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Okay, well, Bing it. Ask Siri.
Ask who?
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Do you have a smoke detector on your ear? Maybe that's why you can't hear me all the way.
Well, I'm sorry. You're not speaking clearly. Deborah, I do apologize. There's some things that...
Okay, well, I don't understand your, you know, Ebonics either, but I'm trying. So, you know, get out whatever you need to get out to understand me. Okay? You're being racist.
I'm being racist?
You are. And I'm not afraid.
I don't do nothing.
Discrimination works. It works both ways. It works.
I don't do nothing over the speed limit, so I'm sorry.
It works both ways.
I'm muted so I can laugh now.
I do the speed limit, Deborah. I apologize.
Do you know what a prolapse is?
No, I'm not educated. Are you?
Genius.
Well, no.
I just got some free education.
Well, I just got my GED and my track phone, but we're all trying. So what is a prolapse?
What is a prolapse?
Prolapse.
Could you spell it so I can look it up?
Okay. P-R-O. Lipase.
Prolapse.
No, prolapse.
You said T or P?
P. P is in pepperoni.
I'm looking it up now. I'm going to use my Yahoo search just one moment.
Okay, no problem. You'll probably want to turn on images to get a clearer vision of what it is.
Oh, hold on just one moment. My system is a little bit slow. I don't have a fast processor here, so I do apologize.
Well, it's understandable. Those Apple leases are slow.
It's not pulling anything up, Deborah. I do apologize.
Okay. Well, maybe you need to troubleshoot. What version of Safari are you running?
I'm not actually using the Safari. I'm on a PC.
Okay. Are you using the Chrome browser?
No, actually, I'm just using regular Yahoo. I'm just using Internet Explorer.
Oh, okay, okay. Go up to URL bar if you don't mind. Okay. And go to www.vimeo.com, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are you at vimeo.com?
No, not yet. Just I'm wait. Again, I'm waiting for it to load. Not the fastest system in the world. I'm sorry. So I do apologize.
Honey. Honey. Are you still there?
I'm still here. Are you still here?
Honey, I say Nades or Nadine, okay? Look, do you mind if I put my sister on the phone?
Deborah, what is her name so I know how to address her? What is her name so I know how to address her, Deborah? Because you gave me your name, and I want to make sure I address her. I don't want to call her Deborah, okay?
Oh, no, yeah, you want to call her Cheryl?
Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Not a problem.
Hello?
I thought you were
putting his
sister on the phone.
Hi.
Hey, how are you, Jarrell?
Yes, I'm doing all right. How are you, honey?
I'm doing wonderful. How can I help you today? I know Deborah was saying something about a Mac Pro, and she didn't go any further than just saying that she wanted a Mac Pro. What is it that you and Deborah want today, tonight?
Well, we were looking at the Mac Pro. Specifically, my sister saw the red Mac Pro, and she was very excited by this. So she wanted to know about the availability of this and what this computer might be good for, how much it costs, etc.
Okay, definitely. And you said the Mac Pro, and you said it was red?
Yep.
Okay, and now were y'all on the Apple site, or did y'all actually go to a third party or something like that?
Well, I think it might have just been a special edition or something, you know, that the campaign where they give money to the AIDS, the red, the product red.
Okay, well, Cheryl, I'm not showing that we carry a red Mac Pro, so again, that is something that we
just
actually don't carry.
Just got a black one.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Will that be fine for you if it's black?
Yeah, I suppose that can work. Is it paintable?
Is it what?
Can you paint it in different colors or?
Actually, I wouldn't recommend that due to the warranty and everything that it comes with. So again, I wouldn't recommend painting it. It definitely does have a sleek and beautiful look as it stands. So the Mac Pro does come in a quad-core and dual GPU and a six-core and dual GPU. So it actually starts out at $29.99.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that's... Well, what does it come with?
Actually, it's just a tower. It actually comes with 128 gigabytes of RAM, and it also has 2 gigabytes of DRAM. So it definitely has 256 gigabytes of flash storage. So the MacBook Pro definitely gives you actually 3.7 quad-core Intel Xeon E5 processor. So it has a powerful processor. So it's definitely a tower that you can connect monitors to, keyboards, you can hook everything up to this one tower.
Can you say those specs again?
Okay, if you give me an email address, I can definitely... Are you on your computer now?
Wait, are you on the website?
Say again?
Are you on your web... Are you on the Apple website?
Hello?
Yeah. Can I have a... Hello? Do you have a... Yeah.
Hello?
Honey. Hi, it's Cheryl. Hello? Yeah,
okay,
you can hear me.
I can't hear you now.
Okay, you can hear me, honey. Hello? Do you want my email address?
Hello?
Yes or no? Would you like my email?
Yes, your email address. What is that? So I can email you the information that I have. I'll be glad to submit that to you. What is your email
All right.
address?
It is Cheryl.
Could you spell that for me?
C as in Tani, H as in Yelps, E as in Yama, R as in Rectum, Y as in Ulog, L as in Leops. Cheryl, okay.
No.
Are you ready for the rest?
Yes, I am.
Okay, at whoo.org.
Oh, hold on. W- spell that out for me. No, you
okay.
have to spell that for me, please. And can you use the phonetic alphabet, like A for Apple, B for Bravo, C for Charlie, so that I can make sure I get the correct letter, so I can make sure I get that email to you?
Yep. And W as in window, H as in holder, O as in Oregon, R as in retarded, E as in elephant, H as in hullabaloo, O as in Obama, L as in Leops, E as in egg.org. You know, like the last part of the email address. So that's Cheryl at whoo.org. All right.
Okay, I think I got it. Just one moment.
Mm-hmm. Gotta put it into your Yahoo email.
Just one moment. I'm trying to get that pulled up here. You still there, Cheryl?
Yep, I'm still here. You gonna hook me up with a free Mac Pro?
Just one moment. I'm getting this email, all the information put together. Just one moment.
Okay. Free Mac Pro. Where you stay at?
Just one moment. For some reason, I'm getting it. The email is coming right back, so I'm just trying to make sure I got it correct.
Well, do you want to spell it back to me? Mm-hmm. Just checked my email, nothing there. Hello?
Is that Hello? Lord of the Rings?
Hello?
Maybe he put... Are we on hold?
It's on my computer.
Maybe you should counteract it.
No.
And now it's the sad part of that movie. He's going to have to hurry up now. I've already put a dime in this phone.
Lips, bowels.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, you still there? I do apologize.
What the hell was I on?
What was what?
You were playing the Lord of the Rings music. I don't think you're supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be selling me computers. Can I ask you something personal?
Oh, no, please. Yes, sure, go ahead.
Are you on drugs? Are you the switchboard operator?
No, I'm not.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hello?
Is this another dimension?
Hello?
Hello? You on your cell phone? Names. Nains, I know you can hear me. You're just fucking with me, and it's not nice. I just want to buy my Mac Pro. I spend all that time spelling out my name and my email, and then you don't send me anything. I'm waiting here with my wet pussy hole, waiting for your email so I can get it on. And you don't send me nothing. What am I supposed to work with here? Coin? It's just rude.
Didn't you just got that tax refund? All that money just burning a hole in your laps. Your pretty little chiffon dress.
You want to pull my dress down?
Yes.
Not you, sister. Get off the phone. You want to pull my dress down? I hear you.
He lied.
He's on a mat because I heard the little beeping noise. What the hell? Is he at a boot camp?
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, is it pornography? Hello?
Just gonna sit right here and take out the girls for a little
bit. Yeah. You wanna play with my pussy clamps?
Oh. Oh, the girls. The girls. Oh. Take me. Oh, take me. Make me whole. Make me whole. I want to be your pineapple upside down cake, but I want to be baked.
Make it rain.
Yeah.
Roll.
Your bowl.
It looks just like a Mac Pro.
Oh, take it. It's got two thunderbolts. Two thunderbolts.
How much RAM you want?
I want all of it.
How is your capacity?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere, I don't know. It's 64 bits. I'm thinking maybe 128.
Yes. You want two graphics cards in there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How big of a hard drive do you want?
3 terabytes.
You want a solid state drive?
I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, 7,000 RPM.
Okay.
For vibration.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play with that platter of a disc you got there.
You want to defrag it?
Yeah. I want to defrag all over your face.
Oh.
What kind of monitor are you going to add to the
4K. Mm-hmm. Oh. It's only 50 hertz refresh rate until they get better software updates, but then they say it's going to go to 60.
Oh, I can deal with that. What kind of mouse you want?
Magic trackpad. 10-foot input sensitive.
Oh, yes. Oh, I once had one of those inside of my pussy. Felt so good.
Oh, maybe somebody can come over. Maybe our friend on the phone come over. He can do boot me. Maybe. Since he's running Windows, he can boot camp me.
Oh, I want you to tie me up with that Thunderbolt cable. I want you to put about 15 inches of Thunderbolt inside of me, and I want you to tie the rest of it around my neck. Ooh. Ooh, tie off my clips.
Plug it up maybe to my red 4K camera and just let that 15 gigs of throttle go through your body.
Hmm? Yes. Yes.
Maybe take that iPhone 6, rumored to be 5 inches. Set it to, like, I don't know, vibration alarm.
Ooh, no bezels. Yes.
Maybe get a little dirtier.
Ooh, how you want to get dirtier?
Thinking maybe getting an iPhone 5C brown, you know what I mean?
Ooh, you want to put iLife 07 in your pussy? Oh, he hung up.
Oh, did he?
I don't know why he hung up.
I think it was just so much information for him to put on the order sheet.
I don't think it really matters that he hung up at this point. Does it?
Man.
Yeah?
What the fuck was that?
That was the weirdest thing. It's just like the way it, because that, I didn't do anything. Like, that really, I called Apple, we heard the switchboard, and we said, operator, whatever, and then it sent us to some weird guy who, but that wasn't the first guy we talked to, are you sure?
Yeah,
that wasn't him.
That was Max Sale.
Oh, he's,
I wonder if, like, somebody else had been fucking with him.
Well, who else?
Would say the Army. He said you guys or something in the Army.
Yeah, I kind of got that impression, too, that he was maybe thinking it was somebody else. Maybe, like, everybody that calls Apple at this hour is just weird. Not that you're weird or weird.
I wish we could have FaceTimed him, though, because, you know, I think now you can FaceTime him.
Oh, well, how are you going to do that?
We could have played Facts of Life episode. I mean, come on.
And that was so insane. What a wonderful way to end a nice grum with, you know, our friend Mikey Pan here.
Mm-hmm. And now look what happened.
And Sandra Bernhardt was listening too, because she's on Mikey Pod's Twitter sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. She ain't listening to this.
Yes, she is. She likes us.
I know Sandra. Mm-hmm.
Sandra Bullock.
Of course, in that movie Gravity, where she fell from space.
I think she was smoking a gravity bong. I think this guy was, too. He was seriously high.
He was, I think he was on the, what did I say, on the 4K, not the 4K.
Crocodile?
Make him a zombie. Exactly.
All right, well, let's then end, because it needs to happen.
Yeah, so everybody, since I'm apparently not going to get a Mac Pro, just go to the iTunes podcast thing and just leave me a 5-star review. Like I said, if you don't leave me a 5-star review, you're going to hell with Mariah Carey. And maybe, I don't know, I'm probably going to be doing the next episode I do is going to be about my rape experience with Adam Curry. But everybody have a God bless night.
Bye, everyone.
Praise him. Praise him.
Thanks for having me. See you later, Niggies.
Bye, Squish Sound.
Bye.